League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Angie,
patois.
Right, let's go straight into this. The challenge patty update.
Right, yeah.
There was issues this weekend.
Apologies, guys. So, the local lake to me, where I normally walk Luna, and you see it on my stories, and you go, "Is that the lake Patty's going in? Is that the lake?" And I'm like, "Yes, that's the one." Well, that was the plan.
Yes,
but with any of these bodies of water. You have to phone on the day and make sure it's okay to go in it, basically.
So I went round and put loads of algae shit in all the local lakes to Ange, and unfortunately, it's going to be out of bounds for about 6 weeks now, guys. So, you know.
So actually, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, that is not true, Pats. So
true.
We couldn't use the lake we were going to use. And then there's another lake by me. I'm surrounded by lakes. That you can use, but you have to book a slot to use it. And because obviously the weather was like jeffing wonderful at the weekend, which was great.
Lovely,
it also
beautiful.
Means that every Tom, Dick and Harry has booked the slots and there were no slots left.
There were no slots. You couldn't get on slots.
So we couldn't do it this weekend, which is very annoying because it would have been great because the weather was beautiful.
Oh, it would have been sensational.
And, you know, we plan to do it again. It'll probably be pissing it down, which will actually be funny.
But we've probably got it planned for some point this week, if not Bank Holiday Monday, because everybody is, I mean, we're on tenterhooks, aren't we?
Tenterhooks.
Anyway, how's your week been?
It's not been too bad, Pats, actually.
Right.
Yeah. We obviously went we went to the old pub in the park.
We did, didn't we?
We saw Chris Baber doing his stuff.
We met Chris Bavin from Eat Well for Less.
Yeah, was that his name?
Chris Bavin, yeah.
Chris Bavin, I'd totally forgotten about him.
He said he was going to listen, so Chris, if you're listening, you know, if you want to give anybody the TV deals on Eat Well for Less, don't be giving it to Anne. She can't even fucking remember you, mate.
I can't remember shit, mate.
No,
because probably the highlight, I think, of our evening was that we were on our way. We'd been to get some food. We're on our way to go back down to see Chris Baber doing his thing in the kitchen, chefing it up. And we're walking down there and there's two women walking towards us. And one of the women pointed at us and went, "Oh, it's you two." Now, we both just sort of went, "Oh." I thought, "Oh, this lady must know Pats."
And I thought, "Oh, this lady must know Ange."
Mm. So anyway, we just sort of went, "Oh, hi," carried on walking. I said, "Pats, you know that woman?" She said, "No." And Pats said, "Yeah, no." Then we thought, "Oh, hang on.
The pod.
Maybe it's the pod." So we then turned around and ran back towards these two women who are now, you know, fair way down the path. Because we were like, we don't want to think we're being rude, and, you know, we wanted to go and say hi. And so we ran back up. So the woman in person was Gabby.
I think the other woman was called Lauren.
Gabby, I'm really sorry that we can't remember your sister's name. If it's Emily or Lauren.
We actually made a point of it as well. Yeah. We were like, "We're not going to forget you."
I didn't think you'd forget, Pats. I thought, look, I'll forget, but I thought you'd remember.
I'm pretty sure it's Lauren.
Okay, well, Gabby. It was Gabby and her sister.
Yeah. And Gabby listened and her sister didn't.
Yes,
but Gabby told her all about it.
Yes. And then she did send a message saying, "It was so lovely to meet you." And her sister is now going to listen. So Gabby and sister, possibly Emily or Lauren, it was really lovely to meet you last week. And thank you for saying hello and sorry that we were a bit dickish at the time that you did that. We were just not really expecting it.
I don't think we were dickish.
It was just a bit like, I say, you just sort of like don't expect it, do you? I don't ever go out and think, oh, someone's going to notice me off the podcast.
No.
So like when that happens, you're a bit like, what? Hang on a minute. Do you know her? No. Do you know her? No. Oh, shit. She must be someone who listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
So it was very, very lovely to meet you, Gabby, and your sister.
I saw a couple of things on Very, Very British Problems this week.
Yes. Okay, Pats.
You're not truly enjoying sitting outside in the sun unless you say, this is the life, every now and again. And this was the other one I saw. Oh, dear. It's inching towards one leg out of the duvet, constant pillow turning temperature. There's no stopping it now. I love the summer. I love it. Right. Yeah. I don't like it when it's really hot and I have to go to work. I hate that.
Mm.
But nighttime is one thing I just cannot cope with.
Yeah, you get quite annoyed about it, don't
you? Oh, my. So the other, last Friday, when Margs had been here, you know, cleaning our house like she does, I just want to say for both of us.
Mainly you're
a dick. Because it is absolutely both of us. She spends all day Tuesday at your house and all day Friday at my house, and she does equal things in both of our houses.
Mainly yours.
Shut up. So we've got a dry buddy, and obviously that, you know, it was, the weather last week was shit, so she had to put the dry buddy on to clean the clothes, to dry the clothes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I forgot to turn it off when I got in from work. Oh, no, that's right. I went out for pizza on Friday night with none other than Laura Adlington.
Right.
And Matthew forgot to turn it up when he got turn it off when he got in from work. So we unplugged it just before he went to bed, which was about 15 minutes before I got in. I walked up the stairs and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I had to shut the door and open the windows because it was so hot.
Yeah. That's what you get with your dry buddies, isn't
it? I was like, I can't breathe. It's so hot. I cannot breathe.
It's not like you to be dramatic, Pat.
I'm not actually that dramatic, actually. I'll have you know. I'm actually pretty, like, you know.
Non-dramatic,
yeah.
Mm.
Well, although Ange did catch me doing a dramatic poo in Los Angeles.
Catch you? I didn't catch you, I just heard you. Literally, Pat's... So where we were staying in James's house was like in the basement of his house, and we were in one room, and just down the corridor there's a toilet. So Pat's went off to the toilet, left our door, bedroom door open, but shut the bathroom door, obviously. Anyway, so I'm just like, I don't know, getting myself ready or whatever. And all of a sudden, all I could hear coming from the bathroom was, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Right, so I'm like, what the hell is going on in that toilet? What's happened to her? She got like a bad stomach or something. Anyway, you know, she carried on muttering away to herself. She came out and I went, is everything all right, Pat? Have you got a bad stomach or something? She went, no. I said, well, you were saying, oh God, like about 20 times. And she went, was I? Yes, she was. Doing it,
and now we've realized that an oh God under my breath is actually a thing for me.
It is. You say it a lot.
Yeah, so if I put on a tight pair of jeans,
oh god,
I'm like, oh god, if I like wake up late in the morning and I check the time, oh god,
if you're just doing a regular poo,
oh god.
Honestly, I was like, oh, she must have the shits or something, because she's, you know, really going for it in there. It must be really bad.
Oh, no, that is so funny.
Not a clue you're even doing it.
That is absolutely hilarious.
Mm. Classic Pat, that.
Classic Patty. So we actually, later on in the show coming up, we've got the fantastic Laura Levin.
Yes, we do.
Who is going to give us... She gives us some great dickish behaviours. Already
she
recorded
does.
It.
Yes.
It's very funny. It's worth sticking to the end. But before she left, she gave us a shitting tit that we could not leave.
Couldn't not discuss this. Honestly. It was such a great one.
So, Ange, this is your segment that you normally lead.
Okay.
So you tell us. So, what's been getting on your / Laura Levin's shitting tits?
Okay. So the thing that has been getting on Laura Levin's tits and mine, once she'd mentioned it, is picnics.
Oh, my God. People who, like, people who go on picnics.
You were quite obsessed with picnics for a while.
Was I?
Yes, you were. Yes.
Was I?
Yes. I remember you going on a lot of picnics one summer. You'd go, I'm going to meet with so-and-so, we're going to have a picnic.
I think you could be right, actually.
You did. I remember.
Yeah, I feel quite ashamed.
I remember thinking, like, why is Patty going so big into picnics?
Yeah, that was dickish.
Yeah, you were just, like, picnicking everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it. Why are people so obsessed with taking a basket of shit, or even actually a bag of shit? A lot of people don't even have a basket anymore, do they?
But what about those people who do? What about those people who have, like...
Who bring the whole shebang.
They've got, like, four matching plates, four matching bowls, four matching champagne flutes, four matching tumblers.
Yeah. Little napkins.
Yeah.
With the blue and white gingham.
I mean, that is dickish, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you could quite easily become like that.
Not anymore.
Well, you definitely went. So when you went on your picnics then, did you just literally arrive with a carrier bag of shit?
Do you know what? I can't remember. I can sort of remember the picnic now you're mentioning it. No, I think we had like a cool bag. Yeah.
A cool bag. So you'd put in like your ice packs.
Yeah.
And then you'd put all your shit in.
Yeah.
And then you'd go to a field.
Yeah.
And just have a picnic.
They are dickish though, aren't they? Because also, it's so much faff.
It is.
It is so much. Just invite people round and have them in the garden.
Yeah.
Because the faff of a picnic is fucking bollocks, man. It is like everything's like, you know, you got, and then you have loads of stuff left over. Oh, nobody's touched the hummus, but somebody opened it. Great. I've got three pots of hummus to get through. Oh, also, somebody opened those crisps, but they only had two of them. Great.
Also, it's like you end up chucking so much stuff away.
Oh, yeah.
Because like you say, you're out in a field, someone's opened a tub of hummus, had a bit of celery dipped in it three times, that's
chuck it away.
It's now hot and sweaty and disgusting. There's no chance you're going to eat that.
No, you're going to eat that.
You're going to eat that.
You're going to eat that. Yeah, I honestly, I think somebody says, do you want to go on a picnic? No.
Yeah.
No. You can come round mine and we'll sit in the garden.
Yeah.
Well, you can't sit in our garden because this looks like someone's died in our house. I'm joking. Matthew did it last week, actually. Oh, talking of the garden, slightly off topic. I just want to tell you about something that happened today.
Right.
I'm working and I hear outside this almighty, like, massive, like, crash against the window, right?
Right.
Mm. So I go running downstairs. And while I'm running downstairs, I hear all these birds going crazy. I get downstairs and in our garden, now our grass had become quite overgrown because obviously it had been wet and it was difficult to mow it and stuff. And they say that's really good for wildlife.
It is.
I'm not joking. There were about 40 birds in our garden getting worms and our cats were totally mesmerised.
Going mental. Were they going mental inside?
They were just like, they went mental to start off with and then they just sat staring at them.
Oh. Were they doing the little cat?
Yeah. And they kept looking at each other and then looking at the birds. They were all over the garden. They kept getting like worms and like bugs and flying off and coming back.
They've had a picnic in your garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them brought a blanket. The other one had a basket. Someone bought hummus. They were like, we don't want that.
We've got worms, mate. We're not having hummus.
Put the hummus away. That's ridiculous. We saved that for when we got nothing else. Yeah, honestly, it was absolutely fascinating.
Oh, my God. Fascinating.
There was about 40 of them, and they were just having a whale of a time.
Oh, my gosh. So you leaving your grass long has actually aided the birds.
They say that you should try and do that throughout winter.
Yeah, well, you can't mow your grass in the winter.
No, but ours got really long, and it was like, I mean, Matthew cut it last week when it was dry, but it's obviously created some kind of habitat.
You see, you're getting into wildlife.
Yeah.
Aren't you now, Pat?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
I really
I'm quite
like
obsessed
it.
With my garden.
Yeah,
I've been heavily into mowing my lawns.
Yeah, I like it.
See, there you go. You'll be doing spring watch soon. Well, actually, it'll be autumn watch next, won't it?
Yeah.
You'll be coming through with the autumn watch.
What about summer watch? Why can't you do that?
Yeah, I suppose.
Thank you. I'm doing summer watch.
Okay.
Trying to take summer away from me.
You do your summer watch then, Pat. Rude. Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks to Laura.
Yes.
You know, I would say picnics are a faff.
They
are. And also, you've got to sit on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you bring chairs, which is just more fat to bring.
Yeah, and then it's annoying because all of the food is on the floor. So it's like,
Although, do you reckon some people, I mean, especially
tables.
If you're big in the camping world.
Have tables.
I bet you have a table.
Yeah.
You bring a table, you bring your chairs, you put out your tablecloth.
Well, then just stay in your garden.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Or just stay in your house.
Yeah. Just eat your hummus with your celery.
Where you've got a fridge.
Yeah.
You what know, I just point? Think, I think picnics are, like you say, Pats, they are just a faff.
Oh.
That you just, I just don't know, I just can't be arsed with it.
No.
I can't be arsed with picnicking.
No. Decanting stuff into containers. How do you keep your drinks cold? No, do you know what? Take your picnics and shove it up your arse.
I reckon Margs could be quite into picnics.
Oh, no, I don't think Mum's a picnic fan.
I think, because she used to love, if we were on holiday and we were going off to the beach, she'd be making sandwiches
oh,
and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that is true.
You know,
I
loves
hate
that.
Eating on the beach.
You hate the beach.
Oh, I fucking hate it. That gets on my tits, the beach. Oh, God. Never again, man. Never again.
I will never forget that holiday in
Mallorca.
Spain.
Mallorca.
When we went to the beach that day, and I remember seeing you walking across.
Fucking hell. Who goes, oh, yeah, let's go to the beach?
Oh. Yeah, but the beach is nice. If you don't have to trek 4 miles to get to a place where you can sit down.
And then 4 miles to get to the sea. And then 4 miles back again. No. By the time you get back to your towel, you're bloody boiling again. No, it's not for me. I shall not be doing a beach trip again. Unless it's like a nice sort of coolish sort of day and you can just walk along the beach. No, no. If I've got a villa with a pool, that's me, I'm afraid.
I am not going anywhere outside of the villa.
No.
Because, I do get the beach thing. It can be a bit annoying, but I also like being at the beach. I love swimming in the sea, even if you've got to trek 4 miles to get to it. I do quite like it. And especially if I could take a picnic.
Now, Ange, at this point of the show, we have something incredibly exciting, don't we?
We do, actually. Yeah, I'm actually very excited about this.
We've been waiting for this for a while.
We have. We've had a lot of build-up, I think, Pat.
We have. Mm. Well, look, we wouldn't have had much content without this person, would we?
Absolutely not. She has been bringing us so much good shit of recent times.
So we are ecstatic to welcome the queen of the dickish behaviour, Laura Levin!
Woo! Laura! Now, are we saying your name right, Laura? Is it Laura Levin or is it Laura Levine?
It's Laura Levin.
Brilliant.
I mostly respond to a whole bunch of nicknames. So Lev, Levinator, Levitron, Levmeister, Levin La Vida Loca. There's a lot you can do with Levin. So I'll literally respond to anything.
I'm actually very impressed with those nicknames because I am, you know, as you probably know, Laura Levinator, the queen of nicknames. Like, you're the queen of the dickish behaviour. I am the queen of a nickname. So I think that's... I love your range of nicknames.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I
didn't
like
come up with them myself. You like Levitron? Oh, I like Levin La Vida Loca. That's my
Levin La Vida Loca.
Levin La Vida Loca, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
But we are not here for the Levinator's nicknames, although they are bloody brilliant. We are here, and you are here with us, Queen, to bring us live a dickish behaviour.
No.
Okay, so Laura the Levinator, Laura Levin La Vida Loca, bring us your dickish behaviour, please.
Okay, so my dickish behaviour for this week is people who take the minus offer on the chase.
You take the what?
The minus offer on the chase.
Have you ever watched The Chase, Ange?
No. Well, I've only ever seen bits of The Chase. Is this the one... Wait, hang on. Is this the one with Bradley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bradley Walsh.
Yeah.
And you have like one of the big dicks. What are they called? What are they called?
The Chasers.
That's the ones. Yeah. Clues in the name. I couldn't think what they were called then.
Brilliant. So you've got like, you know, you've got the Beast, you've got the Vixen.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You've got the Governess.
But what do you mean they take the minus?
Right, so basically, the concept of the chase is that there are two rounds. The first round is seeing how many questions you can get right in a cash builder. And then let's say you get six questions right, they're each worth £1,000, that's £6,000 in your cash builder.
Right.
You then get to the table when you take on the chasers, and they give you three offers. You can either keep what you've got, so your £6,000.
Right.
You get a high offer, which is, I don't know, £30,000-£40,000.
Yeah.
And then you get a minus offer sometimes.
What?
And the people that take the minus offers, I think, are absolute dicks. And there is no way that I'd want to share it with them.
No. Okay.
Can you imagine? I've got you now. There's always four contestants. So imagine you go first, Angie. You get £8,000 in the cash builder.
Yeah, brilliant. Well
done,
Ange.
You stay with your £8,000. You get home. The chase doesn't catch you. You've got £8,000. Yeah. Then Laura goes.
Yeah.
Laura gets £4,000 in the cash builder.
Cash builder.
She goes up.
All right. Thanks, Patty. Laura's going to get a bit more than four.
She goes up. She sticks with her four. Yeah.
I think Laura would probably absolutely get far more than I'll get.
Okay.
So I think let's give Laura the eight and
Laura
I'll take
gets the
four.
Eight. She goes up. You go up. You get the four.
I get the
you
four.
Stay with your four. You get home. That's £12,000, yeah?
Yes.
I step up. I get £2,000 in the cash builder.
Yes. Right.
They then say you can either do £2,000, £20,000, or minus £1,000. And I go, I'm taking the minus. So I've just taken £1,000, £500 off of you two in one fell swoop.
Yeah, but it's always more than that, isn't it, though? It's always like minus £10,000. And some people take it because they're greedy fuckers.
Because the thing is the depending on which one you take is how far you start away from the chaser.
Right, okay.
So if you take your middle offer...
I've found it a bit of a confusing programme, if I'm honest. I think that's why
you're
never
not
really...
going to get £4,000 in the cash builder. No, if you can't understand this, you'll be lucky if you get £1,000.
No,
man.
Like, I understand what you're saying, but I've always kind of, I think it's because of all the, you know, your cash builders and shit. It just kind of, I feel like I'm in a bank.
Hang on. You haven't understood the chase because there's a round called the cash builder.
Well, it's a bit of a shit name. I mean, can they not come up with something better than cash builder? I feel like I'm in bloody...
HSBC.
DIY SMS. Yeah, you know. And I think that puts me off because I'm like, what the hell's going on here with the vixen and a cash builder and dickheads who are taking minus offers?
Can you imagine if you were on the panel and you were like, but some people when they do, what's the funniest is some people when they do the cash builder and they're shit, they get like two questions right.
Mm.
They get an opportunity to turn around to the other contestants and they can give them advice about what they do. And you know the other contestants know their shit when they're all going, it's fine, just take the minus. Take the minus. We want a full house back here. I know it's going to take us down to £150 and what we've got left, but take the minus.
Yeah. Just, we don't want you there anymore trying to answer any questions.
Take the minus offer and get back home.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, that is a very niche dickish behaviour.
It is.
It is. But as a massive Chase fan, it annoys me so much. And then the other thing, you get the opposite of that, where you get people, oh, go high. And then it comes to them and they either take what they've got or they take the fucking minus.
Yeah. That is true, actually.
I think I'm gonna have to give the chase a bit more of
a
go, aren't I?
I love the chase. I also love the, what was the other one that they did called, where you come on and you have to try and play all four of them?
Oh, Beat the Chasers.
That is also brilliant.
Wasn't Beat the Chasers your Saturday night viewings?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So that was that a higher level of game show, would you say?
just harder because you have to go against up against all of them.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But you must have more. There must be more of a game.
We're not going to get into describing that. You know, we're just going to become a podcast that describes game shows in a minute. If you haven't watched it, go and watch Beat the Chasers and you'll see the difference between the regular chase
right.
and Beat the Chasers.
I mean, I might not bother.
Or don't bother, and yeah. then this whole segment will have been pointless.
Well, no, because I've actually enjoyed finding out about the chase and Beat right. the Chaser and Cash Builders and all that right. shit. ICEs. Do they deal with ICEs?
They don't deal with ICEs.
Right, no. Well, maybe should. Maybe they should. So I've actually feel like I've learned a bit here.
Right.
But I'm not sure I'm that fussed about watching okay. the actual programme.
Laura, do you have a more wide scope dickish?
Yeah, so I've got a few others to choose from.
Come on.
Another one on my list is people that go to the Chelsea Flower Show. Not a fan of that either.
Wow. Why do you find that dickish?
Because, right, all the women that go always rock up in some sort of fascinator. Like, wear yeah. a hat or wear a headband. Don't wear something that looks like your child stuck something to a piece of ribbon around your head.
Yeah.
All the talk is always like, oh, Prunella, your chrysanthemums are looking marvellous this year. How on earth do you do it? Like, I can't cope with that. It's all full of wannabe gardeners. And look, I love Monty Don just as much as
I
the
love
next
Monty
person,
Don.
But I cannot cope with people that go to the Chelsea Flower Show.
I think Monty Don would be a right goer. I'm going to put him in with Alan Titchmarsh.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yeah. What, you think he'd be up for the filthy tour?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think he's. Right. I think he'd be very dirty.
A dirty as in soils or dirty as in
no.
sexy times?
Dirty as in like wanting
sexy.
To prune your bushes and
yes,
all that kind of
jazz. I think. Right. I think Monty Don and Alan Titchmarsh can be quite wow. exciting in the garden. Like literally and
metaphorically,
that's the words.
Would you like to experience it with either of them?
Oh, I'd pick Monty Don.
Would you?
Oh yeah, there's something very rugged about Monty,
right.
Don't you think, Levine? I'm calling
no,
you Levine
absolutely
now.
Thanks, Ange. Yeah, no, I do. And even like a bit of Charlie Dimmock as well.
Oh no, I'm not into Dimmock.
Oh really?
She loves getting her tits out, doesn't she?
Does she always refer to her bra as like hanging baskets, or have I just made that up?
I mean, they are huge baskets as well, aren't they?
She doesn't wear a bra, does she?
Well, that's what I mean. She just loves flapping around. She puts a, you know, a short little t-shirt on, and the baps are just everywhere, aren't they?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really interested in Charlie, Monty, or Alan.
I think you're dismissing Monty there, to be honest. I don't think you're giving Monty.
I can't really remember what he looks like.
Oh, he's quite. I mean, in his day, he's probably not. I don't know. He's probably aging like a fine wine. Would
right,
you say,
Levine? Let me Google Monty Don.
He must be in his 50s.
Yeah,
maybe,
that's what I reckon.
Like
mid 50s.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's got that sort of nice curly dark hair.
Yeah.
You know, I just think he'd be. Do you know what I think? I think he'd be quite a sensual lover.
His full name is Montague Dennis Wyatt Don.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Montague Dennis Wyatt Don.
Don. It says Montague Dennis Wyatt Don, OBE VMH.
Oh,
what does VMH mean?
Is that a video recorder?
That's a VHS,
I know, you dick.
Is a broadcaster, horticulturist and writer. Sorry, and writer who is best known to the present of the BBC Garden Television, Gardener's World.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his name is Montague Dennis Wyatt Don.
Oh, no wonder he just goes by Monty Don.
Monty Don,
yeah. You're not putting all that in there.
So you've got an issue with the Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah, and then I've also got an issue with people that turn ashes into things, which is also quite niche.
That is quite niche. I'm not sure we should go down the grief route. I'm not sure we should have a go at people for turning their, you know, Nana's ashes into a wedding ring or something.
No, but there is a story I could tell, which I title "My Dead Granddad's a Bird Bath," but maybe that's for off of the podcast.
Did you turn him into a bird bath then?
So this isn't my story. This is the story of my best mate, Tom, who I'm sure would be fine with me telling it. But yeah, his dead granddad has been made into a bird bath and now has birds pissing and shitting on him.
That is hilarious.
Which is, I'm sure, what granddad would have wanted.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
So I'm all for, you know, eternity rings and nice pieces of jewellery, but I draw the line at bird baths.
Yeah. Why did they go down the bird bath route?
I don't fucking know. But
you want to hear something even more random?
Yeah, go on.
This is really niche. I've got a friend who has taken some of her breast milk and put that into a ring that she wears every day.
Oh, you are kidding me.
What? No.
What are these people you're hanging around with?
Wow.
Well, you can't answer that, can you, Pats?
Each
Why would you put breast milk into a ring?
She's made her breast milk into a ring.
Why? So she can remember when she breastfed her children.
Yeah.
That is weird shit. That is weirder than the bird bath. I'd take the bird bath every chuffing day than a breast milk ring.
Well, look, Laura, we have loved having you on.
Levine, can I also say, Levine, you've got a very nice voice.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Very nice. It's real. It's kind of, is it a bit northern?
Well, I am originally from Manchester, but... Right. I think I sort of lost my accent when I went to university, and so now I'm stuck with whatever this is. But
yeah,
I think most people can tell I'm northern, but maybe can't pinpoint where.
You're sort of a posh northerner.
Oh, thank you.
I'd say
you're the type of northerner that would go to the Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh, fuck off.
Anyway, Laura, look, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Levine.
We have had so much fun with you. Yeah. And please continue
to send us all of your content because
it is just brilliant.
We're going to have like a Laura Levine back catalogue.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to keep backing them up. Got a great one from Laura. Let's chuck that in next week. So, honestly, we really, really do appreciate it. And thank you so much for coming on and having a chat with us today. We really appreciate it.
That's no worries at all. It's been an absolutely wild experience, but thank you for having me on.
You're well. It was lovely to have you.
Well, there we are. We've got to the end of another episode.
There we go, gang.
There's loads of ways you can continue to get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and the YouTube.
Yep.
Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back helping you to find more of the funny.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.